Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
Thank you, everyone, for joining. We're super excited to be here for episode dos, uno, dos. Uno was last week. This is dos. I'm practicing my Spanish for speaking about galactic cosmic things and grounding our multidimensionality and what it actually means to have a multidimensional lifestyle and how this impacts your life, your love life, your business life, just, you know, your overall relationship towards yourself and towards others. So last week we talked about, we started talking about some of the matrix illusions that could be keeping you from actually pursuing your highest path and actually living a life of fulfillment. And this week we're going to shift into a bit of higher dimensional conversation. So 4D, we're going to talk about time travel and wizard frequency and lots of beautiful codes. And we're super excited to be here. And do you have any intro that you have, Sandrine?
Well, thank you for that, for sharing all of that. And yes, that's a subject I think we could talk about for a month. So I just set the intention for me to try to bring that as much as possible into our reality, because we can get so galactic, right? So if you listen to this right now live, and if there are some concepts that you don't grasp or that you would like to have more like a different kind of language around that, please don't hesitate to share that in the comments here on Zoom or on Facebook, because then we can change the language, because Alex and I, we can start going into this kind of all sorts of language that we are using, like timelines and time shifting and all of these things. But you might wonder what on earth does that mean? So don't hesitate to just, you know, like type questions or comments.
Yep, absolutely. This is your opportunity to ask questions live. And, you know, keep in mind that this stuff is, it's a good introduction. We're going to give you as much as we can. At the same time, you know, this is barely scratching the surface of where we go in our coaching program. So we both coach extensively on this. So we want to be able to share some of this information with people so that people can get started on their journeys, and also recognize, you know, we can't give you everything in an hour, like we run multi-month programs. So if there's any jargon, please ask questions. If you want to share a meme or send any love, also please feel free to put that in the comments. And so we're just going to cover some kind of timeline shifting and what that means for your life. And then at the end, we're going to do a couple activations like we did last time to, because it's important to actually experience what we're talking about rather than just on a mental level, but also on a, let's say, quantum energetic level. And this is usually how it happens, right? You get to experience something on a body level so that your soul kind of knows what that frequency is. And then outside of that experience, you know, we're giving you the context for your mind to catch up so that it can go on the journey with us rather than, you know, throwing up blocks and saying, oh, no, I don't want to listen to this. And for anyone also listening to the replay, recognize that this is a quantum coded transmission. This entire webinar is coded. So you're actually receiving codes this entire time. And our galactic teams are doing quantum surgery on you as we speak and kind of removing any false templates. And it's actually, it doesn't matter, you know, if you're on live, we love having you here. And also if you're listening to the recording, it's going to be just as impactful. Yeah. Beautiful. So let's de-jargon some of these things, yeah? Because I know you and I can talk about Arcturians and higher consciousness all the time. And I love that. So at a basis, what are timelines? So if you think of what is a movie, it's not actually a continuous movie, right? So it's a series of still frames that are actually just rolled at a certain speed so that you know, when looked at together, it looks like a movie. So you can think of life the same way, where it's not a concrete timeline that's a singular one. It's actually a bunch of still shots placed together. And at any point, you can actually choose to shift to a different line. And, you know, there's a beautiful saying that our mentor Gabby kind of mentioned that I love, is that there's no imagination because everything exists. Mm. Now, what that means is anything you can imagine, any reality you can picture, it exists. And so the difference whether you're able to be in it or not is the level of your belief, of your ability to be in that, and any subconscious beliefs that will keep you from it. And so basically when we're entering the fourth dimension, we're adding time into the equation. Before we just had, you know, height, width, and length. I think those are the three. And then you add time and you're like, oh, okay, cool. Now what do I do? And it's basically revolving around the concept that time is nonlinear, meaning that there's no past, present, and future in the way that we're used to defining it. In a way, you can think of it like a central point, and all of those past, present, future, they're all just like branches of that. And you can pull them in into the singular moment right now. And what's your take on nonlinearity?
Oh, so I have prepared this session so much, Alex, and I have drawn a very complicated design and to explain this. The one line. Actually, watch Interstellar again, and like this was shown, I was like, this is such a clear example that I can use for today. So thank you, Interstellar. So if we think about, like, let's take for a moment, like this linearity that we are part of as an illusion, you know, like this time and space reality that we share collectively, this timeline, right? So you would have the beginning and then the end. And then that's a linear time. But if we think more about how it actually is in the quantum, is that this kind of bends like this. So you can access this point directly like this, you know, boom, like that. So you can access, instead of going through like every single day of the year to finally get somewhere, you can like just in an instant actually get to that point. And that would be linear time. But then when you start thinking about more quantum realities, it's more like this. So I'm doing a very complicated drawing again, not so much. So that would be more like something like, of course, you know, multidimensional level, but then you are here and this, you have all of these timelines available to you. So you can have this most like what we would think in terms of linearity, like if you do not change anything about your mindset, your frequency, your life, your action, nothing, if you just keep doing exactly the same thing, you might stay on this line. But then if you start thinking like different thought, or if you start, you know, having a different relationship or different job, like moving country, then you're going to start going into different timelines available to you. But because we are frequency beings, like for me, this work has to be felt more in terms of frequency that actual, because we're going to go that maybe later if we have time into manifestation in 3D reality. But if we speak of in terms of frequency, is that we can at each and every single moment access our most ascended timelines, which is like our highest identity, like our best self, you know, like being joyful, experiencing inner peace, being very present. And this is how we can kind of start implementing that to be able to take quantum, you know, leaps in terms of reality, instead of going like ups and downs, ups and downs, ups and downs all the time, which kind of really slow down the process of evolution. Is that simply by always anchoring ourselves in the highest frequencies available to us in this very moment, then we actually like we take quantum leaps in terms of evolution.
Yep, beautiful. I love your drawings. They're probably
Thank
better
you,
than
Alex.
Mine. Art was never a strong subject. And and so what's a practical example of this, right? So a very simple way that I like to explain it is when we're conditioned to think that time is linear. And so you have to perform a series of steps in order to get somewhere. And when you realize that's not actually the case, you can shift the way you achieve things. So for instance, let's say you want to become a public speaker and that's your dream, right? The typical person in a linear timeline is going to say what? They're going to go like, okay, I might go to Toastmasters. I might get a couple books on public speaking. I'm going to go take a course. I'm going to go get a degree. I'm going to get a second or third degree. And then maybe eventually I'd be able to do it. The way I do it, the next person I meet on the street, I tell them I'm a public speaker.
I love it.
And then they're like, oh, wow, it's amazing. I have this opportunity. And 3 hours later, I have a speaking engagement without having taken any course, any material, because I'm like, okay, anything that shows up in my reality, by definition, I'm ready for. Otherwise, it wouldn't be there. I'm like, Okay, sweet, this is perfect. And so like a week later, I'll have a speaking engagement, whereas someone who's following a linear timeline is gonna wait 10 years. So allow that to sink in for all the opportunities that you might want. You know, what's the impact of being able to do it now, rather than thinking that you have to quote unquote wait? And this also really applies to those of you who are interested in manifesting wealth, especially large amounts of it, rather than, you know, there's this myth in the spiritual community that I really hate. And it's that money and wealth, or money and wealth and spirituality don't mix. And that's total bullshit, because they're actually the same. And it depends on the frequency of money that you're attuning to. And it's actually very pure frequency based and unconditional love. And so, you know, I think both you and I are here to show people that you can not only survive, but actually thrive financially and be financially free, and also do something that you love. And for you and me, that's kind of sharing knowledge. And so, you know, I used to have this misconception around how to create and manifest money. And one of my first mentors, that kind of my quantum mentor, when I met him, I was like, okay, can you, you know, help me remove all take all the blocks, take all the dirt in my subconscious around money, and just like shoot it out. I don't care what you do with it, but just make it go away. And he asked me a very powerful question that really stuck with me. And the question was, do you want to know where your money is coming from, or do you want to have it? Mm-hmm. And the first, you cannot have the second. Now, what that means is, if you say, I know, you know, I want to know where my money is coming from, that's where most of us are, that says, okay, if I want to be a millionaire, I either will go work for a hedge fund, I go start my own company and have an exit, I have a family business. There's like, I don't know, 5 or 10 opportunities, right? Mm-hmm. The thing is, there's infinite opportunities, there's billions of them. So you could meet the next person on the street and they give you $5 million because you had a green shirt on. But because in your reality, that's not possible, it can't happen for you. Mm-hmm. And by saying, I know, you're literally defining a window of possibilities that excludes everything else. And this totally screws you over for nonlinear manifestation and receiving abundance outside of what you know. And so the way that, like this metaphor that I like to use to explain it is, if you think to medieval times where they had all sorts of cool battles and they also had cool towers and castles, and I want to have a castle. And so they had those archery windows, yeah? So they're like these vertical tiny slits out of which people would shoot arrows. And they're like, they would hide behind them and go, boop, there's an arrow. I'm going to dodge them all because it's a tiny window. Well, this is how most people view their reality. They think money comes in this way, love comes in this way, and this is how I share things. But that leaves the entire 360 degrees. And so whenever it comes to you wanting something, whether it's money or relationship, I invite you to actually just say, okay, what if, how would it feel like to dissolve that tower? How would it feel like to just let go of the need to know so that you can manifest magic? Because magic cannot be planned.
Mm-hmm. I love this. I love this, Alex. When I hear you, I really think about, like, we really need to deconstruct and dissolve everything that we have learned in this life, right? Because we were so conditioned, so many of us, from like childhood all the way to this day, and as well through past life and ancestors' life and society, on this very strong, it's like a very strong grid, you know, of scarcity mindset. And like we, you know, part of the enslavement program of humanity as well, of we have to work 9 to 5 and all our lives, and maybe then we can pay off the house and the mortgage. And I mean, like, this is a reality that is very anchored into 3D and very linear, and it doesn't have any magic into it, right? It's just like, it's the most boring, well, to me, it's the most boring life that is available to me. And I think that a lot of us, especially us, you know, on this call and watching the recording, it's like we are powerful creators and manifestors. We can already feel it. We can feel that there's so much more to this kind of life that we are part of to a certain extent. And it's really how to create that, how to manifest that. And a lot of people, they get caught, as you explained, into, oh, first I need to learn this, then I need to learn that, and maybe this, maybe that. And it's like we are kind of still caught into this linear progression. Whereas when you say, like, I'm just a public speaker, and the next thing you know, like, you're on a speaking gig, and it is exactly how it works. And I would like to bring the fact that a lot of people, we procrastinate, and we don't realize that this procrastination is part of this self-sabotage and comes as well from a lot of limiting beliefs. And it's that we procrastinate by constantly needing to learn something new, or constantly waiting to have more money to invest into this, or to have, you know, a partner to do this or to do that. And we can find all sorts of excuses. So I would like to, you know, call on to people to say, like, what are your excuses to that prevents you from already living your best life in this very moment. Because by thinking that and really actually understanding, and when that penny drops, that you are the creator of your life at each and every single moment, and you are a magician, it's like the reality starts shifting, because you start realizing every single thing that is actually placed in your field, in your reality, for you to have this confirmation. Because a lot of us, we will get stuck in this linearity as well, because we are stuck in low frequency and a certain mindset of thinking, I'm not there yet. Like, for example, people conversing, like, you know, watching us chatting like that, some people are like, oh my God, I wish I could do this, I wish I could do that. It's like, well, like, you can do it right now. You don't have to wait, you know, at all. Like, Alex and I, we both met and we're just like, oh yeah, let's do this. And
we're doing this.
What happened.
We're like, we're doing this. Yep.
Yeah, we had just met literally, right? So we're really getting to know each other as well doing this. We didn't wait for a long time, you know, like, it's taking action, because if you do not take actions, then you cannot call in your most ascended timeline. You cannot call in, you cannot manifest if you do not take action. Otherwise, it's just like sitting on the couch daydreaming, which is good, but then it just, you know, evaporates these souls.
Yeah, I'd love to point out that there is another myth in this, you know, and I noticed maybe it's more prevalent in Ubud. I call it the Ubud syndrome. And it's like, you try to make plans with people and they're like, yeah, I'm in the flow, man. Yeah, I'm gonna let you know tomorrow. I'm like, out of here, what are you talking about? Like, make a plan, yes or no. And but, like, jokes aside, people tend to skew a little bit to that side sometimes that I've seen, and they go, oh yeah, I'm following guidance and I'm surrendering, and those are great. However, that's, yes, that's purely feminine energy, but you also have masculine energy, and you get to be, you know, mixing the two and balancing the two. Because if you're just saying, hey, I'm only going to follow, you know, surrender and follow guidance, but guidance towards what? Like, you're just following random guidance that it's coming from someone else. Unless you're actually saying and taking responsibility and actually saying, this is what I want and this is what I choose to set up a structure for, then yeah, within that structure, you're following guidance, but you still get to take ownership and have responsibility for your desires. And that means, yeah, that might be scary for many people, because that means, oh, if I actually vocalize this, that might mean I might not get it. It's the same feeling like, oh, if I tell this girl at the, you know, at this bar or at this theater, whatever, that I like her, she might say that she doesn't like me. And there's this fear of rejection. So it's the same thing, especially when it comes to our most sacred desires. I notice that many people are afraid of even vocalizing them or admitting to themselves, because they're like, oh, if it's still a dream, then it might still happen sometimes. But if I actually vocalize it, then there is a non-zero possibility that it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And that terrifies people. And so, while we're speaking, if anybody has experience with this, you know, in your life, please write so in the comments and just give us a little snapshot of what that's like and what that stopped you from doing. And, you know, I know for myself that stopped me from moving places or ending relationships sooner, or, you know, staying in them longer than I should have, and staying in jobs longer than I should have. And so, you know, in reality, this ability to say, this is what I want, and actually trust that you deserve to achieve your dreams and more. And it's another one of those matrix codes that I know I've seen, where we say, oh, you know, it's we better not dream too big. That's not practical. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, but what if you do? What if you do the opposite, right? You don't even need to believe that it works, but allow yourself the probability of what if it does.
I love this, Alex, because it really, like, it brings a lot of remembrance into my own experience, and as well how having great holders of my dreams really helped me shift. Because until quite recently, actually, like even a year ago, I would not allow myself to dream past a certain point. And actually, I realized that all my dreams, they were circumstantial. So it's like, as a single mother, you know, living in Wellington with this kind of income, this is kind of capping. My dream is going to be like to live in a beautiful tiny house, but I can make it luxurious because I love luxury. But I can make it luxurious. But all of this kind of, these dreams, this imagination was very much circumstantial. And as I started really expanding so much more, you know, my abundance system and working more in the quantum, I realized, like, actually, like, none of that really matches my soul essence. My soul essence like really desire something else. And then for me, I personally had to go back into my childhood and really remember like what my first dreams were and to be able to heal that. And I did a lot of crying because it was like, you know, I would see myself with like horses and a lot of money and travels and so on. But then I would see my reality and my mom, single mom, you know, constantly broke. And I, like maybe around the age of 7 or 8, I remember, and I saw it clearly, deciding I would stop dreaming. Why would I dream? There is no point. I will never get anything in life. And this is when I started spiraling down. And so being able to reclaim this power of dreaming and having this wild imagination, it's very healing, but it can be very triggering because we can all remember a time where we were said, oh, stop dreaming. Like unicorns don't exist. Money don't go on tree.
Yeah,
like,
be realistic. You can't support your family with dreams. Yep.
Exactly. Like, who do you think you are? You're not enough. You're too much. It's like, you know, fuck those concepts and like those, you know, limiting beliefs, because this is not true. We are a spark of the divine. So of course we deserve to have it all. It's not like God is going to say, I cannot have this. I'm not enough. I cannot have that. It's not possible, you know?
Yeah. And guys, look, like, this is a little bit probably easier for us at this point because we've been on this path. Just we're in this every single day. Like, our lives are literally just this and inner processes millions of times a day. So obviously it might be a little bit easier for us at this point. If you're earlier in the journey and you feel resistance towards that, and you have, and you know, most of us grow up with people in our lives who tell us, hey, don't do this. And, you know, don't go here. And that does influence us, and that's okay. So forgive yourself and forgive those people, because, you know, you're all doing the best that you can. And just, we're here to show you that, look, there is another way. Right. And if that resonates, then at least you know that there's something to go towards. Because if you've never seen an example of something, then you don't know that it exists and it's not in your field of potentiality. So it's the same thing for us. Many of us grow up with seeing dysfunctional codependent relationships. And what many people define as love is actually codependence and addiction. It's not love. And that's a societal standard. And so if that's what you grew up seeing, you're going to think that that's normal. And when that starts manifesting in your relationships, and you know, a year in or 2 years in into all of your relationships, you suddenly realize you don't like your partner anymore because the hormones have died down and you don't know what to do. Well, this is why. And so, you know, seeing examples of people living life the way that you didn't even know was possible is important, because it shows you that there's somewhere to go. Because eventually, you're going to see enough of those examples and it's going to resonate strongly enough with you that you're going to start asking a different question. You're going to stop asking whether this is possible, and you're going to ask, how can I do this? And that's the inflection point where you start working with people. You find coaches, you find mentors, you find guides, you go to retreats, and you start actually taking action. Because until you think it's possible in general, and then specifically possible for you, you're in kind of this victim mode where you're like, oh, that's those people. That's not possible for me. And so we're not telling you to take on anything that we say as the truth. However, you know, we just want to invite you to at least feel into it and feel if any part of it resonates. And if it does, then please do yourself a favor and start asking yourself different questions.
I love this, Alex, with this time of see if it resonates, because at every single moment, we have all of these possibilities in life, right? Because we create from our frequency. So like in this very moment, I could see my reality as, again, we're going to get into November, all the way to February. Like there is no one buying at that moment. Everyone is broke, you know, paying for their Christmas and their holidays. So I can see kind of, if I start thinking like that, I can see this timeline here being created. And then it means I have no money. I cannot go on holiday. I cannot buy Christmas present for my kids. And I can see that. And it's just coming from my mind. Then I'm going to start creating this timeline, because I'm going to I'm going to see the world as that. I'm going to lower my frequency. So I'm going to experience my lowest timeline available to me right now, you know, like simply because my frequencies are in scarcity. My frequencies are just buying into the COVID as well, that we will all have to wear a mask. Like, fuck that. This is not the timeline I choose. So when I start feeling for my frequency there, I feel kind of there is a resonance, but at the same time, this resonance is not mine. It's not aligned with my soul. My soul is expansive, it's beautiful, it's magnificent, it's abundant, it's loving, it's trusting as well. So this I choose not to listen to. And if I find myself stuck there, because for example, like for me, I'm going to start creating my very first mastermind, and it's a 1-year mastermind. It's a big investment, you know, for me, but also my crew to join in. It's like in-depth quantum healing, you know, for just, it's for light workers. So people who are already kind of really tapped into that journey. So I can see this timeline as we experience right now, exactly all of this is happening. Yesterday I was in sleep, you know, in my bed falling asleep. I was like, oh, but I want to start in November, so nobody will join because it's the end of the year and so on. And then I practiced this exercise. I went down that wormhole. I was like, I'm so useless anyway. No one will ever join my mastermind because I'm a fraud, I'm bullshit, I live in scarcity. Who am I kidding? And I really went down like that until it was not even funny. And then I started creating the most ridiculous picture of me ending up on the street. And so it kind of, I closed that timeline down because it's like, this is ridiculous to even think that this could be me. So instead, I choose to experience something different and say, what else is available to me? And then all of these new possibilities come. So for me, it's like, if we have really something that is nagging us, like limiting beliefs and fears, really go down there and write down, like, you're the worst soul that was ever created. You know, like, you're the worst human being, you're useless, you should have, like, this is so ridiculous, it's not even funny. And then we start reading that, and it kind of creates this tipping point of like, no, it's not me, for God's sake. It kind of gives us a wake up call, and our soul is like, no, no way, I'm not that, I am the opposite. So is there anything that you do yourself to kind of catch this lower timeline maybe coming, and then whoops, no, I'm just gonna move into the highest available to me right now?
Yeah, so it's really funny because you already answered it through one of the words that you said. So I love Harry Potter because it's amazing, and I like magic, so there, for those of you who have watched Harry Potter, there is basically, like, in the Defense Against the Dark Arts, there is this creature that's called the Boggart, and it comes out of the closet and it takes on your worst fear. And the way that you actually defeat it is you picture it in the funniest possible way. And it's like the spell that they use is actually ridiculous. So when these lower timelines come in, this is a cool hack, you literally start picturing absurd, funny things happening in it, like a pink elephant smoking a cigarette while it's, you know, riding it. Four-legged bicycle, like going down the street as you're there, poor sleeping under a bridge. You're like, this is crazy. Yeah. Like, sure, it exists, and also, okay, this is never gonna happen. And you realize, like, it just brings light to the situation, brings humor, and so humor is a way to shift out of scarcity, and it also shifts the energy. It's why I love jokes, and also because I make myself laugh. And you know, this is a beautiful, beautiful. Hack that we can use to actually choose the timelines. And so maybe we can talk about what is, you know, a little bit of touch upon manifestation and what that actually is and how that's involved in timelines. So what is manifestation to you in a few words?
In a few words, I don't know, Alex, this is a concept I'm still playing with, to be honest. Like, I have done such a huge journey and I'm still very much on it because I'm manifesting now, like, so much abundance on all levels. So it's abundance, like, with, you know, downloads for programs and masterminds and then money, but also love and new friendships and new, so like, it's like I am living my best life, but I never actually worked on consciously manifesting it. But yet I can see that everything that has happened, I had thought about it before. I just didn't think it would happen so fast. You know, I didn't see myself experiencing this now. I thought I would see myself experiencing this maybe in 2 years or 5 years because of this linearity. So I would like to say that manifestation, it's like, it's coming from every thought that we emit. And then once it kind of comes and it meets up, it meets our reality, that thought kind of comes and meets the reality. And then it's this anchoring point when this, like, pure manifestation is happening. Because in my manifestation, like, journey, I like to write down, and I can see myself in, you know, my mansion overlooking the sea with all my horses and like first class and private jet or whatever, you know, we like to manifest in a reality. But it's like, I would love to wake up one day and just be there. And I ask the Arcturians, can we please do this? You know, put me just for like even a moment into my most ascended timeline. And they were like, no, that would ruin all the fun. You need to have fun, you know, experimenting. And you still don't know exactly what the biggest manifestation is there for you. Mm.
So I can talk a little bit about that. So
yes.
Building on top of that, so manifestation is you're literally shifting it to a timeline where what you want has already happened, and then you stay in it. That's the simplest way.
Thank you, Alex.
So, yeah. I literally mean a few words. So you're, let's say you want and there's a few nuances around that. So one thing is being able to visualize and kind of embody that timeline, and another is being able to stay in it. So the first part has to do with your, you know, we'll touch upon the levers of that, a few of them. And it's your ability to visualize, it's your ability to kind of embody on a feeling level. And then your ability to stay in it has a lot to do with your subconscious beliefs and your subconscious fears. And the subconscious stuff is what we talked a little bit about last time. However, basically, unless you clear and do the deep subconscious work, and this does take work, this is why like my minimum program is 6 months long, because it takes time for this to happen. And so through doing this clearing work, you're actually clearing out the beliefs that keep you from a particular timeline. And then you can think of it like a movie projector, right? So you plug it into an electric outlet or some alien galactic outlet that's powered by the sun. And it's like, it's a galactic projector. It's the size of a planet. And you have the electricity that's running through it. You have kind of the energy pressure of that electricity. You have the width of the channel. You have the focusing mechanisms. And so each one of those is kind of a lever. And at some point, once enough energy gets built up, then it manifests in the 3D plane. So what are some levers that actually influence this? So sure, one is, you know, it's one of those screens is your limiting beliefs. You know, anything that's preventing you from believing that this picture can occur is kind of distorting it and minimizing it. So then another is your kind of the clarity of your energy body. And so this is how aligned are all of your energy centers and how much kind of trauma and programming you've removed from your field. Then there's your energy capacity, which is, you know, you can, whether it's through Qigong or other practices, you can meditation, you can constantly build and harness your energy capacity. And one of the biggest, and I'm curious to hear your opinion on this in a second, one of the biggest challenges that I've seen people have, after especially they, you know, read or watch The Secret, and they're like, yeah, but I'm thinking about my car and I want my car, but I don't have my car. Like, okay, great. And the key is not to think about it, but to feel it. It's feeling based. It's based on work based on thinking. The universe based works based on feeling. And so for many men, this is a problem because they're so disconnected from feeling, especially from like Eastern European countries, where like I'm originally from Russia and I've seen this in men, there is just this cultural taboo against men feeling, period. And so the biggest shift that can happen to consciousness around the planet is to men reconnect with their divine, because that's the only way you can learn to manifest. And so when you're shifting into a timeline, you actually have to feel what it's like. You can't just think it. And that means visualization, that means smelling, that means tasting, that means hearing, that means touching, that means kind of feeling it through your heart. What is it like to actually be in that? And a beautiful exercise you can do is you can write a 10-year vision where 10 years from now, there's no limits, there's no judgment. You want 18 Rolls Royces and a private jet and 3 unicorns that are your best friends. You can have that. And so without self-judgment, write what your life is like in 10 years and read it every day for the next 30 days in the morning and actually connect with it on a feeling level. Right? It should feel fun. It's not an exercise. Like, it's like, oh, wow, this is my dream. And you'll be surprised that probably 6 months to a year from now, I've seen usually 80% of that stuff already be in existence. And I'm curious what your experience is, Sandrine, with kind of what kind of manifestations you've noticed and kind of how that's connected to feeling it rather than just thinking about it.
Yes, as you say, like I would spend a lot of time meditating and really visualizing in details and so the manifestation I want to bring, but also feel it in my body, like the sensations. And, you know, like first it is for me, but I as well expand that and see, okay, who are the closest people involved? And then I actually talk to these people so they can become grid holders. And this is what I was expressing with the circumstances. So for example, I realized about a year ago, I started talking to my children about, you know, all my wild dream. And then I had something inside of me saying, oh, you shouldn't say that to them, because if it doesn't happen, then they will be disappointed. And straight away, I catch myself. And I was like, no, that's needed. And so for me, like, the manifestation is really, it's being helped because my kids are grid holders. So when we go on walks, we just share about that, what we are manifesting or mention. And their kids, they are very good at that. And but to start with, I had really to watch myself, because I would start finding excuses. So I was doing meditation in the quantum, really feeling it. But still, you know, my reality was, as soon as I started visualizing that in my reality, I would be like, oh, no. But having the kids saying, oh, and I can see my horse from my window. And like we just, you know, go on horse rides to the river and so on. So they're kind of grid holders. And I have friends as well, you know, very close friends. They know my mission, they know my frequencies, they know my dreams. So they help, you know, this manifestation being anchored. And I think like it's important because we co-create. So we co-create with our galactic team, but we also co-create on Earth. And having people like that, you know, sharing a similar dream or holding the grid for our dreams can really be a big life changer. Because if I start having a low frequency moment, then I connect to them. And, you know, they like, you know, they instantly like bring me back into my highest frequency and say, this is who you are. This is what you deserve, you know, and this is really healing. And it's also creating this manifestation power, and it happens a lot faster. Like everything that's happening in my life right now, it's happening so much faster than I ever experienced. And yeah. I think it's because of these two conjoint exercises.
And beautiful point. And I'm going to add a little bit on top of that. So what, you know, when you're talking about grid holders, so the way that I kind of think about it is there are certain multipliers or certain ways to boost your ability to anchor a particular vision. And one of those is for every single additional person that's holding that vision for you, it does that, which by the way, is what a coach does. It's important to not think of it as like, oh, I'm going to teach you stuff you don't know. It's very much an equal relationship where we're both figuring it out, and I might be a little bit ahead. And what I'm doing is actually I'm creating the space where in my vision, you've already achieved what you want. And the rest of our time together is you catching up to that. And like, this is our abilities to just hold that space where the person feels already safe and already empowered. And so it's important to be very careful with whom you share your vision with. Mm-hmm. Because if you share it with people who are in scarcity and who are actually going to, they're actually going to bring you down.
Yeah.
And it's important to share it with people who will support it unconditionally and who will love it. For instance, you know, I used to be in a relationship where I made the mistake of sharing that, like, oh yeah, I'm, you know, I want to have like a yacht and a private jet and like have a certain lifestyle. And they thought it was ridiculous. And I'm like, well, that's kind of rude, because I like private jets and like, you can't come. And, you know, I realized when I share, you know, my dreams, whether it's the amount of people I want to impact or, you know, the kind of like speeches that I want to give or kind of programs I want to run or, you know, any sort of financial freedom I want to have, the people who are in my closest circle of friends, they support that unconditionally and they're super happy when I'm happy. And this is important to have discernment around that. Because when you share it, I've seen this happen a lot when people come back from plant medicine ceremony, or they come back from some, you know, coach or retreat, and they have a major breakthrough.
Yes.
People in their life who are not on that, they start actually pulling them down. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is for most people to accept that such change and such dreams are possible would instantly mean accepting that their own life is shit because of their own choices. Mm-hmm. And most people are just not ready to accept that, because I mean, that's taking a lot of responsibility for a lot of shame very, very quickly. And so, you know, people aren't ready to necessarily say, oh, that means I can change my life too. And it's much more comfortable to just stay where they are. So just keep in mind to be discerning around whom you share that with. Share that with your closest advisors, your mentors, your guides, you know, people who are on a similar journey and who can support you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that because when we shift realities really quickly, we also need to clear our circle of friends. And I find that for a lot of people, there is a lot of attachments to that and a lot of misconception about the fact that, you know, like you need to lower your frequencies to meet other people. Well, it's actually like because we shift so quickly, like honestly, like I don't have many friends I have now in my life that were in my life even 2 years ago. Like I have completely reshaped my
I literally have like two
am I one of your friend Alex now
we just you're met. My new best friend
yeah so like it's like we must create space you know by and it's not coming from judgment or thinking oh they belong it's like just it's just misalignment you know I had friends when I would share my visions they were like no you can't imagine you know scaling up your business like that you must scale only maybe 100,000 a year you can't imagine going from like 100 to 500 to 1 million in 1 year or two. And I was like, fuck that, you know, like I'm not.
I do what I want.
Not my friend or like more distance, you know, more distance. And so like I had to drop people away because basically they were dragging me. And it's like, it doesn't match my frequency of amazingness, right? Not to say I'm intense. Yep. It's very important. So clear and find people who trigger your light. They see your light. They see your power. And they never think that what you are or what you say is ridiculous. And we all have a very close circle, like a very close soul family. And once we start, you know, meeting them, it's actually a sign as well that we are anchoring ourselves into a most ascended timeline because we start meeting those people and we start feeling them closer and we start having this family and we all co-create together. And then it's really like it's an amplification and everything starts happening a lot faster.
Yep. And I'll mention one other quantum hack, and then we can talk a little bit about like past and future shifting, and then we'll go into our activations. So one other way of when you realize, oh, this is something that I want, is a really powerful way to kind of shortcut how you get there is to intentionally put yourself into the field of those people. So for instance, for me, when I was like, okay, I want to install billionaire consciousness. And that was just one of my goals. And why? Because it's a level of mindset and energy, you know, consciousness towards, for instance, in this case, money, that if you take a billionaire's money away, they're totally fine. They're going to have it all back. Why? Because this is how they view the world. And this applies for anything. You want to be, you know, we want to boost your level of consciousness, surround yourself very intentionally with conscious people who are living life the way that you want. And so for me, like I went to business school at an Ivy League university. So like I was already coded with a lot of that. Like I intentionally surrounded myself. And for a while, I was around healers and coaches who were very high level, even before I started my journey. And I was also around, so actually like my first official session was on a billionaire as a result, right? It was like a high bar. And I was like, okay, yeah. And this is completely normal. And what happens is you normalize to it. It becomes normal to you. You want to put yourself in the field of people who already view what you dream of as normal. Mm-hmm. And that way it becomes normal for you. And so it's literally any topic. And so it no longer and you create a new circle and you're already coding yourself on a quantum level, like it's coding yourself with those frequencies. And so that's a powerful hack for people who want to kind of shortcut. And so I want to talk a little bit about kind of past, future. And so one of the interesting things of nonlinearity is that you can literally reprogram the past and reprogram your own memory. And for anyone who's worked with plant medicine, you know what Mother Ayahuasca does. It kind of like softens your neural pathways so that you can create new ones very, very quickly, almost instantly, so that things that used to trigger you no longer trigger you. And it's the same thing with nonlinearity. You can literally go into past memory and it's just a collection of senses, right? So just like it applies to the future, it applies to the past. It's a collection of, this is what I smelled, this is what I heard, this is what I tasted. This is why, like, you can smell something and it suddenly kicks you back into your three-year-old self. Why? Because it's anchored based on senses. And so if you intentionally and consciously go into that, you can actually then choose to reprogram that. And, you know, like we do this with our clients and we'll literally reprogram like 30 years of trauma in 3 minutes. And this is possible in the quantum field. And so, you know, just recognize that, have it in new field awareness that this is possible. And like, I know I've done ceremonies for 30 people at a time where I would guide people through inner child reprogramming, and people would just have tears down their face, and they would have like major breakthroughs where things that used to trigger them 10 minutes earlier just wouldn't trigger them anymore. And so it's very much possible, but many of us don't even know that that's the case. And it's the same thing with the future timeline, where you can literally select an anchor into a future on a quantum level, and you're literally pulling in that future timeline to embody it now. And we'll do activations around that. But I'd love to hear your experience kind of with time travel and activating those codes in dreams.
Yes, so like time travel, it's one of my favorite. I've been working with people for about 10 years on that. And when we reprogram the past, it has this ripple effect. So it's instant. It's like we dissolve all of these timelines through not only like the inner child memory, but past life and ancestors' line. So it simply no longer exists. So the like it's kind of the waves, the ripple effect from that little trauma or that thought that was created, then it simply no longer exists. So it gives us the potential to really tap into anything new that we want to bring into our field. But the thing is to realize is that even if we heal a past, you know, memory or a past life or inner child trauma, is that then the mind still has to catch up. So it's like we forget that we heal it. So it's really important to say like, oh, actually, like that's healed. So I do not need to think that way. I'm not that person any longer. And it's really like completely shifting. You know, it has this ripple effect. And I would like to mentioned the fact that, you know, amongst all the timelines available to us, some are not the most aligned to our souls. And sometimes actually when we really feel into it, it really doesn't resonate. Like I've had this experience recently when I had this timeline presented to me because I was getting into the vortex of a man, you know, like more, there was nothing, but I was getting into this vortex with him. And all of a sudden I could start seeing all of these timelines available. And they were really nice, you know, but they all implied having another child. And I was just like processing that for so long, and I was crying and crying until actually had to really come back within myself, and my friends helped me for that, and realize that actually these timelines available to me, they are there, they are nice, but they do not match my soul choices. And like you helped me, Alex, as well with that. So thank you about that. It's like really this realization that it's not because we have possibilities in front of us that we have to go there, because like we're not creating a future then that is the most aligned with our soul in this moment. So we are kind of taking a tangent there. So it's really important when we start, you know, creating our future to say, does it actually really matches my soul and my soul desire? Like the pure freedom, the pure happiness and inner peace as well, and expansion, or does it not? And not be scared to actually like move away from those timelines to create new ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. And it's, you know, it's important to differentiate between your desires and someone else's. And many times we do things that are actually someone else's desires and we have no idea. So a simple way to tell is, you know, when we talk about things like soul resonance, and that might sound, you know, kind of whatever, you know, if you guys don't know what that is, the simplest way is to feel into, are you literally excited by it, right? When you actually feel into something, not think about it, but feel into it, does it fill your heart with joy? Do you have butterflies? Do you feel like, oh, wow, like that's a full yes, and you feel joy? Okay. However, if you tune into it and it might make sense, and for some people like, oh, I want to have like, you know, this supermodel girlfriend, or I want to have these like Ferragamo shoes or whatever that is. Clearly, I used to live in the business world. And it's like the values are interesting. And, you know, if you tune into it, does it actually make you happy? Most of the time is no. Mm-hmm. You're like, it's just because other people are doing it, or it's because something else. So it's important to tune into what is your highest, I think of it as highest excitement. Right, and take action in alignment with that. So another word you can substitute for soul resonance is highest excitement, to just ground it even more. So if it excites you and scares the shit out of you, that's exactly where you should go, because that's exactly where it's going to be the biggest breakthrough. And it doesn't mean taking a huge step and like flying off, you know, off a cliff. So for instance, for me, that was, my highest excitement was doing public speaking and like actually building programs and speaking in front of people. And like a year ago, I could barely do like an Instagram video. And I was like, okay, I know how much potential there is there. And I know that this feels exciting. So what is a very simple thing that I could do? It's probably not getting up in front of, you know, at TED and giving a 20-minute talk. However, like, okay, today I could do one story. And I did that for like 3 days. And that was enough energetic potential and enough action into the right direction for me to now feel completely normal doing that and lead groups of 30 plus people and speak on stages and be totally cool with that and love it. So, you know, the invitation is to recognize what your highest excitement is and start taking small steps towards that. It doesn't have to be something huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it because like when we start really taking aligned action, as you mentioned, we have to step outside of our comfort zone, but just enough that we grow, but we don't get paralyzed with fear, because like, I'm sure you see that as well. Like people, they have this highest vision and they go like full on, but then they become paralyzed because the fear or like the leap they are taking is too big. So they are not really settled into like higher level of frequencies yet, or just experience, as you say, like, you know, doing a TED talk straight away from just sitting in your lounge, you know, seeing yourself doing public speaking is like taking small actions, but really anchoring them in reality. And then one action after another action, then it has this huge effect and it happens a lot faster, because I would like to remind everyone as well that there is no such thing as time. So like drop the timing. Don't say like, oh, in 10 years I will have that. It's like visualize yourself in 10 years, because then there is no attachment to linear success whatsoever. Visualize yourself in 10 years, but then once you're really established into these frequencies, that what if it was possible for me to have that now? And then this is how you start reducing the gap between, you know, like instant manifestation now, or like in actually 10 years, because then you start taking small actions, but you are already embodying those frequencies. So it's not going like bam, 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 like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And there's, you know, there's another angle to this. One of the reasons that I've noticed that like some of my clients haven't done that in the past is because there's this fear that, oh, if this dream is no longer in some ambiguous future, but it happens now, it means people have to play big. Okay, like you want to be a millionaire? That means you're going to have to step up. And that means you're going to have to actually then show your talents and actually be on a world stage. And for many people, it's a little bit easier to keep that stuff in, you know, in the background and somewhere far off. And yeah, this means that you get to do the work on your subconscious. Mm-hmm. And your dreams go hand in hand with, yeah, doing the inner work. And so just recognize that and own that and be okay with that. So right now, if anybody has any questions, you know, we'd love to hear from you. And we're also going to do a couple quick activations that are going to be really, really beautiful. And if you're excited for those, type me in the chat box so that we can go in the quantum, so that we can have your permission to go galactic a little bit. And we're going to do that. We have any questions at the moment?
No questions, but a lot of cool comments. Thank you, people on Facebook, for commenting. Thank you for all for being there. Thank you so much.
Mm. Yes, thank you guys, and for everyone watching the recording, thank you for being here. So, and I'm going to trust that everyone on the Zoom call is giving us a thumbs up to do this activation. Yay!
Yay! Cool.
So at this point, I'll invite everybody to, yay, awesome, love it. So I'll invite everybody to please sit with your spine straight, your feet on the ground, unless you're sitting in lotus, that's okay. I can't sit in lotus up until now. And make sure nothing is crossed and gently close your eyes. And taking a deep breath into your heart. And exhale everything out through your mouth. One more. And exhale everything out of your mouth. And at this point, visualizing beautiful violet flame emanating from your heart, growing, surrounding you, clearing away all programs, all fears, all limiting beliefs, expanding outwards to infinity. And feel yourself rising up, up, up into the quantum field. And off in distance, seeing a beautiful planet. And as you come closer and closer and closer, you recognize this is your ideal planet, where everything that you've ever wanted is actually present here. And you realize that you have a future self there. And on the count of three, you're just going to merge with that future self. One, two, three. And now you're fully in their body. And now experience that life. What is your day like? What are your interactions with people like? What is nature like? How does it feel to live your dream? How does freedom smell? How does abundance taste? How does unconditional love with your partner feel on your skin? What are your interactions with your friends like? What is it like to look around and wonder every single day? Be fully present, be fully happy, be fully playful, with a little mischief mixed in. What are you doing to impact the world? How are you showcasing your creativity, your beautiful talents? What does a week in that life look like and feel like? What about a year? What's your relationship with your parents, your siblings? Most importantly, with yourself. How does it feel like to look at yourself in the mirror and say, wow, I'm amazing? I'm so happy that I'm here. And feel that every second of the day. And allowing yourself to be coded with that future timeline. And slowly now merging back and collapsing this moment into the present, maintaining those frequencies and calling in your higher self now. And as you listen closely, your high self has a message for you. Message, what is the next step that you need to take to lock in that future timeline? Receive that message now. See what you see, hear what you hear, feel what you feel. And thank your higher self. Thank yourself. And the invitation to you is, how long can you hold this frequency? Can you hold it for the next 10 seconds? How about the next 10 minutes? The next week? The next year? How about the rest of your life? And repeating silently to yourself, I am who I am. I am where I am. I am. With that, slowly coming back to your body. Deep sense of gratitude for yourself, for your higher self, all of your guides. And so it is. With that, Sandrine, you can take us on a little activation journey to lock this in.
Thank you, Alex. Keeping your eyes closed, visualize yourself now at the center of a web, a big web radiating all around you. You're at the center of the web. You are the point of creation of the web. Just feel like that now. Some of you might perceive things, might see things, might feel things. It happens no matter what. So just trust the process and allow yourself to receive effortlessly. Now breathe from the center point of creation, locking in, locking in, locking in the deep, divine knowing that you are a creator. You are the creator of your reality. Locking that in now. By bringing in two colors, violet and also silver magnetic, coming inside of you now, especially around the solar plexus, Manipura chakra. Feeling it's like a cord that's intertwined, and the cord is both violet and silver magnetic. See that coming inside of you now, and it's going to connect to your spine. It's connecting to your spine. It's entering from your belly button all the way back to your spine, locking that in. This is an activation brought to you by the Andromeda and Star Race to help you with restructure the timelines present within your field. And as you perceive this cord inside of you now, start drawing this cord all the way down, 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 deep within the earth grid. And lock that cord into the center of the earth, the heart of Gaia. Violet and silver magnetic connecting you now to the grid of the earth. Excellent. And now the cord is starting to move up, 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 all the way up to the head, the crown of the head and beyond, and continue, you know where you're going, continue all the way up, 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 all the way up to the heart of the universe, to source, and lock that in, lock this connection in now. Fully connected to your column of ascension through this activation, now draw your awareness back into yourself, feel this cord inside your spine now. And also through your belly button, connect to your belly button, Manipura chakra, very important Manipura chakra to be able to manifest, activating the masculine energy needed to be able to manifest in 3D reality what the feminine side will perceive through dreams, imagination, and receptivity. Excellent. So now connecting to this cord, you're going to feel or visualize this cord. It's intuitively going into the web coming from you, the web coming from you as the creator of this web. You can see that this web are all the timelines available to you in this very moment. A lot of them are outdated. A lot of them do not even match your frequency in this very moment, as you have just been upgraded in new level of frequency due to this frequencies through this activated talk. So intuitively feel where this cord coming from your belly button, connecting you to the earth and also the universe, wants to go. It's going to want to merge with one of these cords, one of these web line, and allow that to happen. And as it does so, really stay tuned into that. It's like a conduit. This is the most ascended timeline available to you right now. And we are activating it as you intuitively allow this process to happen by simply saying, yes, I am ready. Yes, I am ready to open and receive. Yes, I am ready now, 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 now. Just feel that and think that. Even say that out loud if that feels better. Saying words out loud, a trigger and collapse even bigger of outdated timelines, because through sounds activation, you can access manifestation way faster. So say out loud, I am the creator. I am that I am now. I'm choosing to receive. I am choosing to anchor myself into my most ascended timeline, and see as you go, there is shift. shift in the web, and you can see this one line starting to grow bigger. And as it grows bigger, it kind of starts shining like sparkles and colors. It starts becoming very, very vibrant. And this line is coming straight in front of you. And as you see in front of you, it is becoming the main path, anchoring you now as a powerful creator to this path, to this path, to this path that you have perceived through the activation from Alex, this path of you in this beautiful art that is completely accessible to you in this very moment, like feeling what you felt, see what you saw there, be what you were there, be that now, and then start seeing this cord inside of you, both violet and magnetic, transforming into a path. This is a golden path. This is a very wide golden path. See yourself on this golden path and start walking on this golden path. And as you place each and every single step, you are creating ripple effects with each and every single step. You can see it's like a little rock being thrown into a pond with ripples all around. See that every step that you take in the direction of this most ascended timeline on those frequencies, embodying them now, has this ripple effect of calling all your dreams, everything that you ever imagined, into your reality, as long as it matches the highest level of frequencies available to you, matching your soul desire. And you can start seeing these manifestations along the path now, as you call them in, as you are already anchored now into the highest frequency, in the highest identity, the highest timeline. It is now very easy to see the manifestations coming along the path and continue walking and see these manifestations, but also perceive in your field who is there, to help you hold this grid. Who are there? Are they present in your life right now? What are their names? Who are there to you? Just taking a moment now to really feel this, see this, call this in, experiencing this. Calling in now as you are here present as the center point of creation, a powerful creator at the center of this web still existing around you. All of these timelines representing the highest possible timelines available to you right now through collapse of outdated timelines. Now the timelines present in your field, they all match a certain level of frequency around abundance of time, money, love, friendship, work, travels. Everything is being upgraded. Calling in now the white angelic light to come within your heart center. And as you feel this white angelic light within your heart center, feel peace, feel inner peace that comes from trusting yourself entirely. Locking in divine trust, not only in yourself, but also in the divine, in source, the universe, whatever you want to call it. Looking in, trust in yourself, in life, and in the divine through this activation of white light, knowing that this is your path and every step that you will now be taking will be on this highest path. As long as you keep on tuning into your heart, to be able to express discernment. When a new download, a new idea, a new dream come into your awareness, always use highest discernment. Does this match my frequency? Does this match my dream and my highest timeline? Locking this in now. Just a little longer, please. Simply breathe and feel what you see and see what you see. Take a couple of breaths from your heart center. I am that I am. This is a very powerful mantra that will help you stay fully anchored to yourself. I am that I am, a powerful creator, a powerful manifestor. Activation, tell me, it's done now. Thank you very much. Just come back to yourself by feeling your feet on the floor. Feeling your physical body, feeling this amazingly abundant and beautiful reality that you are already living in. You are already experiencing your dream right now. You are already living your dream right now, because it is. And when you are ready, open your eyes and see your new reality.
Oh, my reality is so beautiful.
I know, Alex. I'm a bit jealous of your reality, I have to say. But my reality is not too bad right now.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, slowly coming back. And please type in the chat box either what you feel now or what has been your biggest takeaway from this transmission today. It's going to help you lock it in for yourself as well. And it's important. And also let us know that you guys are alive and kicking and are here. Not still floating in outer space.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, I'm like, woohoo. But also, I just want to say that you can repeat, like, listen to this activation super often. Like, one thing that has really helped me with this journey is to repeat the same process over and over again when I felt that it felt really good and expensive in my body and my soul was kind of like, ooh, loving it. It's just that I do it once and then it's a tick box. No, it's like I keep on doing it for as long as I feel called to, because it's really like it means that we need more and more and more of that. So if you felt that you really enjoyed this activation from Alex and myself, just do it. Do it every day, several times a day, because it's really going to help you tremendously to lock yourself, to really be present.
You can even do it as you're going to sleep and maybe put it on loops. For like an hour or two, so that it's when we're sleeping, it's actually so, like I used to do this. I would record like quantum affirmations. So I'd like clear the field and record a bunch of stuff and then play it while I sleep on record for 8 hours to just reprogram my subconscious while I sleep. Yeah.
You are a machine, Alex. No wonder why you need integration as well. I love it.
Yes. What are people saying on Facebook? Please let us know what your guys' biggest takeaway was.
Thank you. Lots of little prayer hands. Thank you. Different hue in my vision, opening my eyes. Love you. Deep love and appreciation. Lots of nice things.
Yes. And if there is a takeaway, let us know. In addition to what you're feeling now, it's important for you to lock in what you learned by actually verbalizing it. So please write in the chat box what your takeaway was for the training, for this webinar. And as you guys are saying that, also it's our pleasure to share this with you, and you know, recognize that this is like we're giving you as much as we can in a very short and condensed time frame. And this is also barely, you know, scratching the surface on the work that we do. So for those of you who are committed to actually going deep and to want us by your side to help you through this ascension journey, so please, you know, message us directly, and we can talk about how we do that. And otherwise, just, you know, remember continuing with the invitations that we gave you throughout this recording, and that you're already in a new timeline than you were an hour and 13 minutes ago.
Yes.
And we're really excited to be able to offer this to you guys.
Thank you, Alex. Yes, I just literally recorded a bonus video for people who are on the Galactic Intuitive Online course, which is an online course that I have to teach people how to use their intuition and expand it to galactic levels. So actually, like, I started channeling more about Sirius, you know, like Sirians, and this is a brand new activation for abundance. And I just literally uploaded it to the portal. So for my students of that course, you can, you know, go and check it out there. And for other people, you know, it's there if you're ever interested in that course.
And please follow us on Instagram. My handle is Wizard Frequency. Yours is, I think, just your name, right? And yes, send us a message if you have any questions or if you want to book a chat to discuss going deeper. We're looking forward to speaking with you. Otherwise, much love.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, lots of love.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website, sandrines.com, for more information.